This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
And for Xander Schauffele.
Yes! 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 What a moment yesterday. Most shows get requests to do, play songs or, do something else. I just get requested to scream. So I got to do two this morning for each win. Yeah? Is that how it works? Yeah!
All right, you're done.
I'm going to keep my pipes in that order.
That hurts my throat.
I know. That was great, man. What a great weekend. What a great weekend all around. It was phenomenal. Welcome in, everybody. Let's get our heads right on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. The printer is broken here. It's not working at the Odyssey Empire right now, so hopefully somebody can get on that. I just feel so naked, Paulie, when we don't have the actual thing. It's right here in front of me. I've got the rundown.
And a great digital copy.
I can read
available
it.
Available for
it's
you every
It's absolutely
morning.
Beautiful. That being said, I need it in my hand. It's just a weird, weird thing. It's like, I don't know. I just feel lost without it. It's very strange. So listen, hey. Not going to hear me complain, though. We only have a 2 hour and 15 minute show today, which is absolutely, it's thievery. I feel like a big fat thief.
And then
right
we have
now.
Two Padres games to watch today.
Yeah, what a day indeed. What a day indeed. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning to you, Paulie.
Good morning.
Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning to you, Benjamin.
Good morning. And before I do anything else, I would like to wish my eldest son, Jack, a happy 21st birthday today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, boy.
20 friggin' one.
I have a legal drinker in my house now.
Finally. Holy cow, man. 21. Time flies, huh?
It does.
Well,
it's hard to imagine. I mean, I still picture them as the little tiny kids like yours, but now they can go out and pretty much do whatever they want, other than rent a car. They can pretty much do whatever they want.
TJ says it's her son's birthday as well, I think. It's happy birthday to your son, TJ. I had that same thing on Friday night as we did the whole, we got the kids' new bedroom furniture, and Taylor's out of his crib, and I had to disassemble the crib last night. I remember vividly putting it together. Well, all right, I lied. A handyman came over years ago.
You vividly remember paying.
I vividly remember paying a handyman to do it. Here's the funny part. He put it together in the living room. It was like, see you later. Couldn't get it in his bedroom.
Ah.
So I'm like, no! So I had to cold go in, take it apart, put it in Taylor's room, and put it together. So I ended up actually assembling this thing, right? So I had to do the same thing in his bedroom, take it apart, pulled it all out. We had to move all of Bo's furniture out of his room, all of Taylor's out of his room, get everything dialed in. But I was unscrewing it and putting it outside for somebody to come pick up for their baby, and I was a wreck. I mean, I was a wreck. I thought to myself, he's out of his crib. Like, my little baby is going to have his own big boy bed. So we spent our entire Friday night and most of the day Saturday getting everything dialed in. They brought the furniture, put it together in the kids' rooms, and we decorated the rooms. We put the sheets and stuff on the bed. Bo has a MLB theme on his bed, tucked the Dodgers way down, and it's on the bedspread.
Now the all the teams on the
bedspread? All the teams on the bedspread. Now, the bummer is it goes Padres, Dodgers right under it. So the Pods and Dodgers are kind of wedged down into the side. It's like, we're not repping our home team, but we did get a throw pillow with SD on it, so that's front and center. We put all his
Can't someone just crochet a different team on there? Just take the one out, put the one in?
I told Hannah, I go, what are our options here? She goes, I got a patch, but I don't know what we should do with it. I was like, look, generational haters raising generational haters. That's just good breeding right there. But so we got him all dialed in. Taylor's his full Spider-Man. So when they showed up on Saturday and ran into their rooms, they were elated. They couldn't have been happier. They're big boys, you know. So it was really it was a real special moment.
You're not making them share a room. I had to share a room growing up.
Not yet. I don't know that we'll do that. I don't know that I want them in the same room. Just talking
all
night.
Give them their own rooms.
Yeah, we have the space, and I don't need an office. Hannah and I share an office, so I have plenty of space. Everything's cool in our house. It was a big weekend for the Ben and Woods program. Your son turned 21 today.
Today is his birthday, and then on Saturday I was chauffeur. My other son went to prom, so I drove him and his date down to the USS Midway where the prom was held, and then went back and picked him up later that night. I think that went well. I tried to not say too
don't
much.
Ask. Don't ask, don't tell.
Try not to pry too much on prom night. So, yeah, I had a busy weekend.
And then Paulie got himself a new whip over the weekend. So that was a big moment for you.
Yeah, got the new car. Spent all day Saturday figuring that out, which was not fun, but honestly, about as painless as it could have gotten.
That's good.
I mean, I've only bought a car off a dealership one other time. I want to say I got there around 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and I did not get home until like 9 or 10 p.m.
Yeah.
It took forever. And for whatever reason, the people at Honda this time, I showed up at 1 o'clock to check out the vehicle, and I was home by 6.
Driving out in a new whip.
6:30.
Feels like, good.
Wasn't bad at all. Got really lucky. We didn't know this was a thing until like Friday night, but Costco, if you're a Costco member, has a car purchasing program where they will help kind of find you the car that you're looking for. Got a nice little discount, literally just right off the top, just for being a Costco member.
Oh, so it's okay when Paul gets a car at Costco, but I want to get some jeans there, and I never hear the end of it.
I didn't get the car at Costco.
It's crazy that all the stuff. I have open heart surgery scheduled from Costco. In a couple of years, I've got the
show that card. I've got it 20 bucks off.
It's executive membership. Hannah always wonders why. Good. I get the executive.
That's what we got.
It's because I'm going to get open heart surgery at an actual Costco through them in just a couple years. So
I think we bought our Costco memberships a month ago. We bought the executive. I think it's like $120 a year. Paid for 10 years just by the discount that we got.
Would it surprise you one day to walk into Costco and there are men getting vasectomies in the aisles of
the pharmacy
Costco
section back there? Yeah. Well, I mean, you get an optometrist in there already. I mean, we're halfway
100%.
There.
You can buy tires. You can get. There's nothing in there you can't get. So, get your vasectomy at Costco ASAP. It was an awesome weekend of baseball, obviously. It was an awesome weekend of golf. One of the best that you've seen in forever. It's just how you want to draw up a major championship. Came down to the wire yesterday.
I was so nervous for Xander coming down those last couple of holes.
It was gut-wrenching. It was gut-wrenching, and my hands were shaking, I mean, watching this thing. And it was incredible. It was incredible. Congratulations to Aztec for Life, Xander Schauffele, winning his first major and getting that just huge, huge monkey off his back. Can't say it about me anymore, I can win a major, so suck it, everyone. That's, I mean, that's the mentality of after so many chances. So we'll talk about that today. We'll, of course, talk about our Padres and the response that they showed and the resolve that they showed these first two games in Atlanta. I thought it was a really, really nice bounce back for them. Tier 1 baseball team got another dub yesterday. Felt real good to get out there, get some knocks, have some fun with the boys.
Are you in first place now?
I think we are percentage points in second place. Somebody got a tie, and they're ahead of us. But we'll have a matchup with them.
Baseball-like.
Yeah, very big. It's adult league-like. You never know what you're going to find in adult league. But it was a great, great day. It's a great weekend. It was a really great weekend. So everyone's in a good mood today. We got a short show. You're going to get a very tiny amount of Ben and Woods this morning. So we will do our best to make it entertaining.
Savor
and fun.
Each morsel.
Yeah, yes.
Because
that's another word I hate. We were just talking about words that I hate.
And we know you don't like moist.
Moist, nobody does.
We just like morsel.
Correct.
And earlier this morning, I found out that he also doesn't like the word patty.
I hate the word patty.
Burger patty.
Hannah is ripping me in the chat saying that I like to get new AirPods every week. I've had the same AirPods for months. Now that you've jinxed it, though, I will lose them this afternoon. No, patty is definitely a word that I can't stand. Like, hey, what are you making for dinner? Oh, turkey burger patties. I'm out. If you just said turkey burgers, I can eat them. I'll eat a stack of them, like pancakes.
Yeah, but that you say patty to indicate we're not eating a bun with them.
Correct.
Otherwise, a turkey burger, the implication there is that it's something on a bun.
What do you make?
The whole thing.
Hamburger patties. All right. That's it for me. I'll just order something else from somewhere.
What if she called them pucks of meat?
Pucks of meat? It's way better. Meat pucks.
Better.
Yeah, meat pucks. I'll make meat pucks for dinner. But no, where do you guys want to start today? Let's start with the, you want to start with San Diego Padres? You want to start with Xander Schauffele?
Let's start with Xander Schauffele.
Shocker.
And talk about golf.
Because you just failed the test.
Did I?
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Just because we've got our Padres wrap-up coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's sponsored and everything. We got all the highlights coming together.
PGA at 9:20 on the rundown.
No, there's no 9:20 on the rundown today.
Ah, I'll have to get to it tomorrow.
Doesn't work. There's really not a ton you have to say. He led after the first round.
Yeah.
Led after the second round. Tied for the lead after the third round. And one with a 65 on the final day. Xander played fantastic golf all weekend long. It was a really good tournament. Bryson DeChambeau made a heck of a run. No bogeys on the final day for a 64 to make things as stressful and difficult for Xander as possible. I think the only question that remains is, had Scottie Scheffler not gotten arrested on Friday, and clearly by Saturday, looked like he was kind of feeling exhausted just from everything that had happened to him, and he shot his only over par round of the year with a 74.
Crazy.
Had he just had a normal week, would Scottie Scheffler have been right up there? Could he have won this tournament? The hottest golfer in the world kind of got taken out a little bit. Even though he played great the morning he was in jail, the next day he was clearly feeling the after effects. He kind of admitted as much.
Kind of riding the adrenaline.
Just why? Yeah, he was riding the adrenaline on Friday, but by Saturday he was wiped. Came back yesterday, had a good round again. It was just that one day that kind of torpedoed his chance for a second straight major. Xander will take it. He's had so many close calls. Guys who have, just, I mean, last week he had a guy who just outplayed him down the stretch with a win. He's had, you know, FedEx Cup wins, but that doesn't count because he started further behind in the last tournament of the year. Lots of opportunities. Has 12 top 10s in majors going into this week without winning. Finally gets that first one. I think it's very deserved. He's a good guy. I've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times. Had him on before.
Great dude.
And really happy for him and excited to see what this can turn into. I mean, he's already top now two in the world,
yeah.
I think number two with the win. So
it's just a matter of getting the, it's like, you know, making the World Series every year and you just can't seem to win it, you know, and that's Xander, man. He's always in the hunt. He's a very safe bet to, if you were betting on golfers like you bet on horses, win, place, or show, he's a great one. I mean, he's absolutely, and he usually he's going to place or show. Right, he's rarely going to win. For him to go out and do that yesterday with guys just breathing down his neck, and again, really good players. Bryson playing a whole different course than everybody else because he's so long. And then his putter working really well. You know, for Xander to just be steady, get that birdie when he needed it, man, he got close. I mean, he got really close to choking it away there at the end with an errant tee shot on 18, having a really weird stance in the sand, hitting getting every inch, every millimeter of that ball to lay it up there in front of the green, and then the chip that put him in position to win.
The last two on 17 and 18, needing to get up and down both of those holes. Neither of them, neither of them like unusual, but under the pressure circumstances, knowing how difficult it can be to have touch and feel around the greens as a golfer, knowing that is such a hard thing to do for him to calm his nerves.
Just hit your shot.
Be in the moment. Just hit the shot that you've hit a million times before in your life. Get both of those up and down to win your first major. Just hats off to Xander Schauffele this morning.
Am I the only one that weeps every time somebody wins a golf tournament? Because every time someone wins a tourney, especially like that, and they find their wife or they find their dad, I'm just a blubbering mess. And it's usually only after, like if I watched the Rays win the World Series, I'm not going to cry. When I watch a guy win a golf tournament, every single time when he gets his wife, usually brings his kid out to him, and the dad is there, he's all fired up. I'm a blubbering mess after every tournament I watch. If I watch the last, you know, if it comes down to a really close match like that, I lose it.
And Xander had a lot of support there. His wife, a lot of friends, a lot of Callaway people were there. I thought it was ironic, though, that the two that were always there for most of the chances where he came short, his mom and dad.
Mom and dad, yeah.
Weren't there. Mom was back in San Diego. He said dad was in Hawaii. He called him right away. They both started basically crying on the phone.
He said he had to get off the phone. He said my dad was weeping so much I started to weep. I go, I got to go back out there. I cannot leave in this position. But his dad is, you know, the guy that coached him along his entire life. You know, we've all heard the stories about the driving range. He set up in the garage and how he was like, look, man. And they talked about it on the broadcast. Like, you're an underdog. No one's ever going to give you anything. You got to grind for it. And boy, did he ever. So kudos to him.
Yeah, keep in mind that when Xander was growing up, junior golf, he was a great player as he was at San Diego State. But he was never a future superstar in the making. He wasn't even the top player on his San Diego State golf team. He was just a good, solid player who has turned himself on the next level, on the professional level, into one of the best players in the sport. And that's really tough to do. Shows his dedication, just shows his work ethic, I think. And finally, the long-awaited reward for Xander Schauffele yesterday
at the
PGA Championship.
What a load off for him. Congratulations, Xander.
All right, we can set that aside for now. Take our first break. Come back. We do have Padres talk on the way after, as you said, a response. You can't do... Can't change what happened against the Rockies last week.
Can't do a damn thing about it, man.
But you certainly can respond, and the Padres did so in their two opportunities this weekend against the Atlanta Braves. We'll get into all of that, set the menu. When we come back, again, short show. We're already down to the last 2 hours here, inside of 2 hours into Sammy's EcoWater SoCal pregame show. For game one of the doubleheader coming up, Paul Reindel, Stephen Woods, Ben Higgins will be back after Kelly Danick's check of traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour on Ben and Woods is brought to you by Prize Picks. Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Not going to take a ton of time setting the menu. We've got a very limited menu on offer today. Just the chef's special,
pretty
much.
What do they call those?
This is like a soft open for a restaurant.
Yeah, it's not the full gamut. This is not the Cheesecake Factory of sports shows this morning.
That novel of a menu.
You have like three things to choose from this morning.
That's
pretty
it.
Much.
Yeah, we've got a couple of Padres games to talk about, including yesterday's Sunday night baseball win over the Atlanta Braves. We have a take on Woods at 7 o'clock. We'll try to give away a trip to Las Vegas, or at least qualify one of the tier ones for a trip to Las Vegas. A couple of don't and do this stories. And then at 8 o'clock, we will wrap things up and turn it over to Sam Levitt for the first of two Eco Water SoCal pregame shows from 8:20 to 9:20. And then Padres baseball game one of the doubleheader as the Padres wrap up their four-game series against the Atlanta Braves today with two games. It's the old split doubleheader, so you have to have two tickets to go to both games. You leave, you have to come back in. Second game will be at 3:20.
Do they have non-split doubleheaders anymore?
I don't think
that's a thing.
Is it not a thing at all?
Occasionally, you'll see them. But
two for one? You get one ticket and you get a both?
Yeah, you know why they don't do that? Because they want to sell
money.
Two tickets for money.
And of course.
If they play two games and only charge one ticket, well, they're basically losing an entire game's revenue out of their 81 home games that season. So even if it's a small crowd, they'd rather have it shuffled out and shuffled back in later, which is, by the way,
like prior to a split doubleheader, didn't they used to be like almost back to back?
Yeah, there was 25 minutes or something between games.
And which, by the way, again. The players would sign up for today, right now.
They also probably would sign up for the old pandemic 7-inning no 100%. Doubleheader game.
As would I.
I think they still should do that.
As would I right now. As would I.
But these are both 9-inning games today.
Going into another, getting on a plane, going to Cincinnati after this, having to figure it out. Yeah, man. Sign me up.
It's turned into a slog, though, because two games today on a flight, Cincinnati, you got to play tomorrow.
Yep.
You figure your bullpen's going to be on fumes, no matter, even if it goes well for the starting pitchers today, you're going to have to use at least four or five relievers, if not everybody in your bullpen today, which puts you in a tougher spot tomorrow when Joe Musgrove comes off the injured list, and he'll almost certainly be on a pitch count like Yu Darvish was when he came off the injured list, which means you're going to need bullpen guys tomorrow. And it's not like there's another off day coming either. This is 12 games in 11 days now for your San Diego Padres, starting with today's doubleheader. No off day this week. They'll play three against the Reds, right back home for three against the Yankees on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So this is the tough stretch for the Padres on the schedule. Fortunately, they were able to get a couple of wins going into that stretch to put them in a good spot where even a split today, and you've got Dylan Cease on the mound for game one, even a split today, you feel really good about taking three out of four against the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta.
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive. I mean, to win last night and at least guarantee you a split on the road is fine. It's absolutely fine, especially against a team like the Atlanta Braves. Now, I'll be disappointed with a split after you win the first two, certainly. And, you do feel, let's not try to prognosticate what's going to happen. Oh, well, Dylan Cease will definitely get that win, and then Chris Sale will definitely beat us. We just beat Max Fried with Matt Waldron on the mound on Friday night. Nobody knows anything. I don't know. Ben doesn't know. Paul doesn't know. You don't know out there. Nothing is shocking.
Well,
with
baseball
this team
is always like that, but the Padres are multiplied by 100.
By 100,
the Padres are 24-24. There's lots of 500 teams in the history of baseball.
Not
usually,
like this one.
Usually, 500 teams do well against the poor teams, not so well against the good teams, and they end up around 500 because they're a mediocre team. The Padres have been the exact opposite. They're good against the good teams, bad against the bad teams, good on the road, bad at home.
Buddy,
everything we know about baseball is turned upside down for these San Diego Padres through 48 games this year.
Buddy, they're going to make a 30 for 30 about this era of Padres baseball. We better be featured in it also because we are the ones having to talk about it and then try to make sense of it every single day. You cannot make sense of it. There is no reason, after getting swept by the Rockies, that you should go in and beat Max Fried on Friday night with Matt Waldron on the mound. There's just no reason for it at all.
It's just such a weird, weird team.
They're just, it's the strangest. So again, if today Dylan Cease gets rocked and Randy Vasquez finds something and we beat Chris Sale, is it really going to surprise anyone in our audience at all? I maybe 3 weeks ago would have said, oh, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Now I look at it and go, very, very, very possible, very, very feasible, if not probable at this point for the San Diego Padres.
This is crazy. I'm looking back through the schedule so far. Because sometimes you say, well, they beat the good teams and they lose to the bad teams. I'm going to quickly run through it. Dodgers, they split the two against the Dodgers. They lost a series to the Giants, who are below 500. Lost a series to the Cardinals, who are below 500. Lost a series to the Giants, who are below 500. Beat the Cubs, who are above 500. Beat the Dodgers, who are above 500. Beat the Brewers, who are above 500. Lost a series to Toronto, who's below 500. Split with the Rockies, who are below 500. Swept by the Phillies. They're good.
They're good.
Actually, that one actually made some sense. Beat the Reds 2 out of 3, they are under 500. Beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 2 out of 3, they're under 500. Beat the Cubs, who are over 500. Beat the Dodgers, who are over 500. Lost to the Rockies, who are under 500. And now beating the Braves, who are over 500. It's almost consistently without fail. The Padres have played well against the better teams and worse against the lesser teams this year.
And like we talked about it last week, are they a good team that's underperforming or are they a bad team that's overperforming? And then you look at the record every week or whatever, they are a 500 team.
500 team right now.
They're a 500 team.
500 team.
They're the weirdest 500 team I think I've ever seen.
They are the number one most odd 500 team of all time.
All right, we will come back and we'll go through yesterday's game. It was a good one, no doubt about it. Sunday night, national television. Padres put their best foot forward on ESPN last night. We'll go through the highlights and talk about the win next with our Padres wrap-up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Already spotted Sammy Levitt getting ready for the first of two EcoWater SoCal pregame shows. It is less than 2 hours away. We've got a doubleheader of Padres baseball for you today here on 97.3 The Fan, which means we have only limited time on Ben and Woods to discuss what happened over the weekend. So we'll check traffic with Kelly Danick and we can come back with our Padres wrap-up of last night's win at Truist Park in Atlanta next year on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres wrap-up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Here's the 1-2. That's it in the air, deep down the right field line. You want an extra base hit? You got it. Two-run, home run, Jake Cronenworth. Padres take a 2-0 lead on Elder and the Braves here in the top of the first inning. And Cronenworth, who had three hits on Friday night, homers in his first at-bat here tonight. Elder continues to work to Maryland, a line drive, base hit into right field. Manny is rounding third on his way. Acuna's throw comes through, not in time. RBI single Jackson Merrill, a 3-0 Padre lead in the first, and now four straight two-out hits. 2-2. To Tatis. Here's the pitch from Elder. And Fernando hits it in the air to right again. Deep again. Acuna back to watch. It'll hit off the padded wall. Kind of die right in front of the warning track. One run has scored. Second run coming. Throw to the plate. And in time, Arise is called out. Kim crossed the plate, so the Padres take a 4-0 lead. And we'll see if Mike Schilt wants to challenge whether or not Arise was able to score from first base or not.
After review, the ball is overturned. The runner is safe. San Diego keeps their challenge.
And the nightmare continues here for Bryce Elder in the fourth inning. Elder comes set. Not long for this night. Profar swings, lines it over Olson. That's a fair ball down the line. Going to go into the corner. Tatis will walk home. Profar's at second, thinking three. Now he'll pull up. an RBI double for Jurickson. Profar, and a 6-0 Padre lead in the fourth. Here's the 1-1. Campusano hammers it in the air, deep down the left field line. It is hooking and fair. That's a home run. A line shot right inside the pole. And Campusano, back home in Georgia, hits his fourth home run of the season. It is an 8-0 game here in the fifth inning. Kim launches this one to left field. Kelnick racing straight back. He will twist. He will turn. He will watch. And a home run. Kim dunks that one into the first row. His second hit of the night. His sixth home run of the season. And a solo shot here in the seventh makes the Padre lead 9-0. 1-0 the pitch. Arcia hits it slowly on the ground to the left side. Kim gets in front of it. Sets his feet. Throws to first in time. And another 1-2-3 inning for Yu Darvish. 7 more shutout innings. He has retired 13 in a row. Runner at second, one away. Another 0-2 and a line drive over the head of Solano into left field, base hit. As Okar will backhand it, there will be no shutout as Trump comes in to score. And an RBI single for Ozzy Albies cracks open the run column for the Braves. It's 9-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the 2-2. Ozuna hits a slow grounder to third, charged by Solano to second. That's one. Turn from a rise is in time. And a double play to end the game. Pods make it 2 straight here in Atlanta. A 9-1 win tonight as Yu Darvish wins for the 200th time in his professional career.
I thought it was representative of a lot of the innings we've had. And I thought it was representative of, you know, first inning was fantastic, but right into the second, we couldn't score in the second. And then they just kept coming the rest of the game. You know, Rise continues to be the table setter. I love Toddy's at bat. Even in the, you know, bat he flew out, he's moving a runner. And then the next time he drives the ball off the wall to help open the game up. And, of course, Pro takes more good at bats. And Campy and Kimmy put some swings. And, you know, Bogey took some really good swings. A hard hit baseball to left. The sack fly to left that Kalinick made a nice play on. And then he had a rope to left the last at bat. So he's in a good place as well. And, you know, let's appreciate Manny's play early in the game. You know, he dives on Arcia's ball down the line, keeps it from being a double. Next thing you know, he turns a nice double play on Kalinick and gets a clean inning. So just good baseball.
Damn good baseball. Damn good baseball on Sunday Night Baseball last night. And you could actually hear Ravitch and who's the other one? Perez?
David Cone and Eduardo Perez.
Eduardo. You could hear them like crumple up their plans to just rip the Padres all night. And they had to pivot in the moment and actually be positive. It was actually jarring to hear on a Sunday night broadcast with the San Diego Padres. Ravitch tried early.
They went to that Luis Ariz well.
They did. They went to the Luis Ariz well.
A handful of times.
Also the Ozzy Albies koi fish pond.
They went to that well. He's a great dude. Ozzy is a great, great guy.
I love Luis Ariz. I'm glad he's here. Glad he's a Padre. But it was like that same pregame interview that, was it Perez did with him? They just kept going back to that same.
Yeah, kept going back to the fish well.
All right, we get it.
But it was interesting, too, because Ravitch was talking about the parallels of the Braves and the Padres and how, you know, when is it time to get going? You know, we asked Mike Schilt, when is it time to get going for this team? They're a 500 baseball team. And, you know, he did say, well, you know, this time last year, they were blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but they cut $92 million off the payroll from year to year. So I don't know that you can really accurately compare the two teams, Carl. Right? Does that make sense? I mean, it's, yes, their records are somewhat similar. Actually, better record at this time this year than last year after cutting, you know, 3 of the Miami Marlins payroll in its entirety. So for a 500 ball club, I continue to stand on the business that this is a more entertaining product, albeit very frustrating when you lose to the Colorado Rockies, but we got to put those games behind us, man. We absolutely do. It doesn't make sense. But they're a fun-ass team to watch, and when they are clicking, man, it's like, who beats this team when they're clicking like that? And they showed you how they can win. They won a very close game on Friday night against an ace-type pitcher, and then they went out and they did what they had to do against Bryce Elder, who's been scuffling this year. Just keep them out of Petco Park, and I feel like we could win the World Series. Can we play all of our games on the road?
9 runs are great, but I think any discussion of yesterday's game has to start with Yu Darvish.
100%.
And how fantastic he has been since returning from the injured list and the 15-day stint because of the strained neck. He extends his scoreless inning streak to 25 straight innings. That is a career high for a pitcher who has been a very good pitcher for many years. So 25 straight scoreless innings is incredible. 24 of them coming since he came back from the injured list, as Jesse mentioned in the highlight. Also, his 200th career professional win combined NPB, Japan Professional Baseball, and Major League Baseball. He's only one behind Hideo Nomo and three behind Hiroki Kuroda for most ever between the two combined leagues. And you'd have to figure that he's well on his way to getting there with the way he's throwing right now. He was fantastic. And how important it is to get that kind of start when you know you're going into a doubleheader the next day. The Padres did as much as they could. I thought as much as they could to try to win not just last night, but also put themselves in a better position to win today.
Sure.
By you going deep, by taxing the Braves and getting deep into counts, making Elder throw a ton of pitches, getting him out of the game in the fourth inning. You know, Ray Kerr, who came in and did a nice job in getting through like 60 pitches, but he's completely burned for today. You can't go back to him either. And you got into the bullpen a couple of times late as well. They even had to use a position player there in the ninth inning with the idea that, you know, they need to save some arms for a doubleheader today. So a really well-pitched game all around. Excellent by the San Diego Padres. But yeah, it's nice to see offense. It's nice to get off to a fast start with Jake hitting the two-run home run. You know, they went Rise out, Tatis rolling over in the first inning. Not a great start, but Profar works the walk, and then, you know, Jake hits the two-run home run. So many times it's then easy. Okay, innings. All right, we got our two now. Let's, you know, that's a great start. Kept going with a two-out rally after
Loved
that.
It, man.
With Jackson Merrill coming through and delivering that RBI single to make it 3-0. That great play by Manny that was an infield single, but set up the double play. Manny to Kim to Jake to keep it 3-0 and keep the Braves from really ever getting any momentum in the game last night either.
When's the last time we saw Manny go airborne like that? Airborne. to And it got, you know, just right at the tip of his glove, comes down. Obviously, nobody makes that play at first base. But then to actually turn the double play with the shortstop covering, give a perfect feed. Spectacular. Spectacular. I know you, Darvish, appreciates that so well. I fall in the camp, too, of taking you, Darvish, for granted. I really do. He is appointment viewing right now. Hasn't given up a run in how many innings?
25.
25 innings. He is truly, truly incredible right now. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, well, that's you, Darvish, for you. Just like Manny's glove. You know, there's all those things you take for granted. And I guess Jerkson Profar is going to get a knock right now. You just come to expect it because he's been so hot. But what a great, great victory last night on national television, which is a place that we have struggled at times, falling flat on our face on national TV. And I loved it, man. It was a drubbing of the Braves.
Jerkson, not just one knock, got three more knocks
and a walk.
Raising his OPS on the season to an ungodly 944.
That's unbelievable, man.
And have they started the balloting for the All-Star game? I don't know what your philosophy is, but if you believe in, you know, first half production determining who you should vote for the All-Star game, Jerkson Profar should be starting the All-Star game in left field for the National League this year, based on what he's done so far. And it's not particularly close. There are bigger names, obviously, in baseball, in the National League, in the outfield, but no one has come close to the production of Jerkson Profar. And you kind of wonder, I mean, he's got to cool off at some point, but it just seems like every day he's putting together great at-bats from both sides of the plate. He's willing to work his walk, but when he gets his pitch, he's driving it. You know, he's got some authority on the ball. That double that he hit into the corner was absolutely ripped.
Scalded.
He's hit a few home runs, but he also hits for average as well. He is doing everything you'd like to see from a number three hitter at the plate, which is why.
You just don't move him.
Beyond all reasonable expectations, Jerkson Profar is your three hitter right now for the San Diego Padres. He belongs in that spot. It's not, well, it's because Manny's struggling or Xander's struggling.
No, he's earned it.
No, he's absolutely earned and should be there based on how well and consistently he has performed at the plate this season. He just deserves it.
He's been a marvel. Straight up, just a marvel. A marvel to watch. And so I couldn't have been more impressed with the win last night. Obviously, it starts. They talked to David Cohen about it. He's Coney's the only one on that broadcast I can stand to listen to. He's just so smart, and he gets it, and never plays favorites. He's just very down the middle on both sides. And when they talked about it, you know, hey, what do the Padres need to do? And he said, look, it starts at the top, and you have of the rotation, and you have performances like you had from Yu Darvish last night, and we will get into Matty Waldron next, but. Yu Darvish goes out and sets the tone like that. You're able to score. You're able to play defense behind him. Forget it. Forget it, man. That's the best version of the San Diego Padres we saw last night. And again, no contribution really with the bat from Manny other than, you know, Nubber, he beat out.
Hit two hits. Neither of them were hit well.
Yeah. I think combined exit velo.
Xander's
about 100.
Striking the ball well. He had a couple of deep flyouts to Kelenic, including a sacrifice fly. But he started to swing the bat a little bit better. You're getting 1-9 though, which is Ha-Sung Kim and Luis Camposano, both your 8 and 9 hitters,
hit bombs,
hit some insurance home runs late in the game. There is certainly the potential for anywhere in the Padres lineup right now to do some good offensively, and those are the kind of offenses that other teams generally don't want to face.
No doubt.
You know, there are dangerous hitters that you're scared of, but I think most pitchers would rather go through a lineup and go, I can work around these two guys, and there's a lot of easy outs at the bottom.
Think about
Padres don't have a lot of easy outs in their lineup.
Think about the Padres last year. I mean, you get through the top, you know, you're like, easy. 7, 8, 9, whatever. Grisham, Nola, I mean, those, right now, the way everyone's playing, you don't really have that. It's just phenomenal.
All right, when we come back, we'll get to hour number two. I do want to mention the Padres made an under-the-radar move this weekend. So under the radar that I'd venture to say there are some people in the audience who don't even know that they added a fairly significant veteran name to the organization over the weekend. We'll get to that, play a little Take on Woods. Don't go anywhere. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Already spotted Sammy Levitt getting ready for the first of two EcoWater SoCal pregame shows. It is less than 2 hours away. We've got a doubleheader of Padres baseball for you today here on 97.3 The Fan, which means we have only limited time on Ben and Woods to discuss what happened over the weekend. So we'll check traffic with Kelly Danick and we can come back with our Padres wrap-up of last night's win at Truist Park in Atlanta next year on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres wrap-up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Here's the 1-2. That's it in the air, deep down the right field line. You want an extra base hit? You got it. Two-run, home run, Jake Cronenworth. Padres take a 2-0 lead on Elder and the Braves here in the top of the first inning. And Cronenworth, who had 3 hits on Friday night, homers in his first at-bat here tonight. Elder continues to work to Merrill in a line drive base hit into right field. Manny is rounding third on his way. Acuna's throw comes through, not in time. RBI single Jackson Merrill, a 3-0 Padre lead in the first, and now 4 straight 2-out hits. 2-2 to Tatis. Here's the pitch from Elder, and Fernando hits it in the air to right again, deep again. Acuna back to watch. It'll hit off the padded wall, kind of die right in front of the warning track. One run has scored. Second run coming, throw to the plate, and in time, Arise is called out. Kim crossed the plate, so the Padres take a 4-0 lead, and we'll see if Mike Schilt wants to challenge whether or not Arise was able to score from first base or not.
After review, the ball is overturned. The runner is safe. San Diego keeps their challenge.
And the nightmare continues here for Bryce Elder in the fourth inning. Elder comes set. Not long for this night. Profar swings, lines it over Olson. That's a fair ball down the line. Going to go into the corner. Tatis will walk home. Profar's at second, thinking 3. Now he'll pull up. An RBI double for Jurickson Profar. And a 6-0 Padre lead in the fourth. Here's the 1-1. Camposano hammers it in the air. Deep down the left field line. It is hooking and fair. That's a home run. A line shot right inside the pole. And Camposano back home in Georgia. It's his fourth home run of the season. It is an 8-0 game here in the fifth inning. Kim launches this one to left field. Kelnick racing straight back. He will twist. He will turn. He will watch. And a home run. Kim dunks that one into the first row. His second hit of the night. His sixth home run of the season. And a solo shot here in the seventh makes the Padre lead 9-0. 1-0 the pitch. Arcia hits it slowly on the ground to the left side. Kim gets in front of it. Sets his feet. Throws to first in time. And another 1-2-3 inning for Yu Darvish. 7 more shutout innings. He has retired 13 in a row. Runner at second, one away. Another 0-2 and a line drive over the head of Solano into left field, base hit. As Zocar will backhand it, there will be no shutout as Trump comes in to score. And an RBI single for Ozzie Albies cracks open the run column for the Braves. It's 9-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the 2-2. Ozuna hits a slow grounder to third, charged by Solano to second. That's one. Turn from a rise is in time. And a double play to end the game. Pods make it 2 straight here in Atlanta. A 9-1 win tonight as Yu Darvish wins for the 200th time in his professional career.
I thought it was representative of a lot of the innings we've had. And I thought it was representative of, you know, first inning was fantastic, but right into the second, we couldn't score in the second. And then they just kept coming the rest of the game. You know, Rise continues to be the table setter. I love Toddy's at bat. Even in the, you know, bat he flew out, he's moving a runner. And then the next time he drives the ball off the wall to help open the game up. And, of course, Pro takes more good at bats. And Campy and Kimmy put some swings. And, you know, Bogey took some really good swings. A hard hit baseball to left. The sack fly to left that Kalinick made a nice play on. And then he had a rope to left the last at bat. So he's in a good place as well. And, you know, let's appreciate Manny's play early in the game. You know, he dives on Arcia's ball down the line, keeps it from being a double. Next thing you know, he turns a nice double play on Kalinick and gets a clean inning. So just good baseball.
Damn good baseball. Damn good baseball on Sunday Night Baseball last night. And you could actually hear Ravitch and who's the other one? Perez?
David Cone and Eduardo Perez.
You could hear them like crumple up their plans to just rip the Padres all night. And they had to pivot in the moment and actually be positive. It was actually jarring to hear on a Sunday night broadcast with the San Diego Padres. Ravitch tried early.
They went to that Luis Arraez well.
They did. They went to the Luis Arraez well.
A handful of times.
Also the Ozzie Albies koi fish pond.
He's a great dude. Ozzie is a great, great guy.
I love Luis Arraez. I'm glad he's here. Glad he's a Padre. But it was like that same pregame interview that, was it Perez did with him? They just kept going back to that
to the fish well.
All right, we get it.
But it was interesting, too, because Ravitch was talking about the parallels of the Braves and the Padres and how, you know, when is it time to get going? You know, we asked Mike Schilt, when is it time to get going for this team? They're a 500 baseball team. And, you know, he did say, well, you know, this time last year, they were blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but they cut $92 million off the payroll from year to year. So I don't know that you can really accurately compare the two teams, Carl. Right? Does that make sense? I mean, it's, yes, the records are somewhat similar. Actually, better record at this time this year than last year after cutting, you know, 3 of the Miami Marlins payroll in its entirety. So for a 500 ball club, I continue to stand on the business that this is a more entertaining product, albeit very frustrating when you lose to the Colorado Rockies, but we got to put those games behind us, man. We absolutely do. It doesn't make sense. But they're a fun-ass team to watch, and when they are clicking, man, it's like, who beats this team when they're clicking like that? And they showed you how they can win. They won a very close game on Friday night against an ace-type pitcher, and then they went out and they did what they had to do against Bryce Elder, who's been scuffling this year. Just keep them out of Petco Park, and I feel like we could win the World Series. Can we play all of our games on the road?
9 runs are great, but I think any discussion of yesterday's game has to start with Yu Darvish.
100%.
And how fantastic he has been since returning from the injured list and the 15-day stint because of the strained neck. He extends his scoreless inning streak to 25 straight innings. That is a career high for a pitcher who has been a very good pitcher for many years. So 25 straight scoreless innings is incredible. 24 of them coming since he came back from the injured list, as Jesse mentioned in the highlight. Also, his 200th career professional win combined NPB, Japan Professional Baseball, and Major League Baseball. He's only one behind Hideo Nomo and three behind Hiroki Kuroda for most ever between the two combined leagues. And you'd have to figure that he's well on his way to getting there with the way he's throwing right now. He was fantastic. And how important it is to get that kind of start when you know you're going into a doubleheader the next day. The Padres did as much as they could. I thought as much as they could to try to win, not just last night, but also put themselves in a better position to win today.
Sure.
By you going deep, by taxing the Braves and getting deep into counts, making Elder throw a ton of pitches, getting him out of the game in the fourth inning. You know, Ray Kerr, who came in and did a nice job in getting through like 60 pitches, but he's completely burned for today. You can't go back to him either. And you got into the bullpen a couple of times late as well. They even had to use a position player there in the ninth inning with the idea that, you know, they need to save some arms for a doubleheader today. So a really well-pitched game all around, excellent by the San Diego Padres. But yeah, it's nice to see offense. It's nice to get off to a fast start with Jake hitting the two-run home run. You know, they went a rise out to Tatis rolling over in the first inning. Not a great start, but Profar works the walk, and then, you know, Jake hits the two-run home run. And so many times it's then easy. Okay, innings. All right, we got our two now. Let's, you know, that's a great start. Kept going with a two-out rally after
that. Loved it, man.
With Jackson Merrill coming through and delivering that RBI single to make it 3-0. That great play by Manny that was an infield single, but set up the double play. Manny to Kim to Jake to keep it 3-0 and keep the Braves from really ever getting any momentum in the game last night either.
When's the last time we saw Manny go airborne like that? Airborne to and it got, you know, just right at the tip of his glove, comes down. Obviously, nobody makes that play at first base. But then to actually turn the double play with the shortstop covering, give a perfect feed, spectacular. I know you, Darvish, appreciates that so well. I fall in the camp, too, of taking you, Darvish, for granted. I really do. He is appointment viewing right now. Hasn't given up a run in how many innings?
25.
25 innings. He is truly, truly incredible right now. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, well, that's you, Darvish, for you. Just like Manny's glove. You know, there's all those things you take for granted. And I guess Jerkson Profar is going to get a knock right now. You just come to expect it because he's been so hot. But what a great, great victory last night on national television, which is a place that we have struggled at times, falling flat on our face on national TV. And I loved it, man. It was a drubbing of the Braves.
Jerkson, not just one knock, get three more knocks
and a walk.
Raising his OPS on the season to an ungodly 944.
That's unbelievable, man.
And have they started the balloting for the All-Star game? I don't know what your philosophy is, but if you believe in, you know, first half production determining who you should vote for the All-Star game, Jerkson Profar should be starting the All-Star game in left field for the National League
this
year, based on what he's done so far. And it's not particularly close. There are bigger names, obviously, in baseball, in the National League, in the outfield, but no one has come close to the production of Jerkson Profar. And you kind of wonder, I mean, he's got to cool off at some point, but it just seems like every day he's putting together great at-bats from both sides of the plate. He's willing to work his walk, but when he gets his pitch, he's driving it. You know, he's got some authority on the ball. That double that he hit into the corner was absolutely ripped.
Scalded.
He's hit a few home runs, but he also hits for average as well. He is doing everything you'd like to see from a number three hitter at the plate, which is why.
You just don't move him.
Beyond all reasonable expectations, Jerkson Profar is your three hitter right now for the San Diego Padres. He belongs in that spot. It's not, well, it's because Manny's struggling or Xander's struggling.
No, he's earned it.
No, he's absolutely earned and should be there based on how well and consistently he has performed at the plate this season. He just deserves it.
He's been a marvel. Straight up, just a marvel. A marvel to watch. And so I couldn't have been more impressed with the win last night. Obviously, it starts. They talked to David Cone about it. Coney's the only one on that broadcast I can stand to listen to. He's just so smart, and he gets it, and never plays favorites. He's just very down the middle on both sides. And when they talked about it, you know, hey, what do the Padres need to do? And he said, look, it starts at the top, and you have with the of the rotation, and you have performances like you had from Yu Darvish last night, and we will get into Matty Waldron next, but Yu Darvish goes out and sets the tone like that. You're able to score. You're able to play defense behind him. Forget it. Forget it, man. It's that's the best version of the San Diego Padres we saw last night. And again, no contribution really with the bat from Manny other than, you know, Nubber, he beat out.
Hit two hits. Neither of them were hit well.
Yeah. I think combined exit velo
Xander's
about 100.
Striking the ball well. He had a couple of deep flyouts to Kelenic, including a sacrifice fly. But he's starting to swing the bat a little bit better. You're getting 1-9 though, which is Ha-Sung Kim and Luis Camposano, both your 8 and 9 hitters,
hit bombs,
hit some insurance home runs late in the game. There is certainly the potential for anywhere in the Padres lineup right now to do some good offensively, and those are the kind of offenses that other teams generally don't want to face.
No doubt,
you know, there are dangerous hitters that you're scared of, but I think most pitchers would rather go through a lineup and go, I can work around these two guys, and there's a lot of easy outs at the bottom. Don't have a lot of easy outs in their lineup.
Think about the Padres last year. I mean, you get through the top, you know, you're like, easy, 7, 8, 9, whatever. Grisham, Nola, I mean, those right now, the way everyone's playing, you don't really have that. It's just phenomenal.
All right, when we come back, we'll get to hour number two. I do want to mention the Padres made an under-the-radar move this weekend. So under the radar that I'd venture to say there are some people in the audience who don't even know that they added a fairly significant veteran name to the organization over the weekend. We'll get to that, play a little Take on Woods. Don't go anywhere. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.